Welcome to the 100% Financed Podcast, home of entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate investors everywhere. 100PF is not just an online business, it's a culture, helping you make more money while maintaining pretty credit. If you're looking for great content on credit repair, business credit, creative financing, motivation, and online business, then you found the right podcast. Listen up as Juan Pablo, the People's Mentor, presents another great podcast episode for your listening pleasure. Juan Pablo, give these beautiful people the tools they need to succeed.
What's going on, folks? Just got done with getting my hair cut. About to drive back to the cribbo. So as I'm reversing and looking forward, don't try this at home, guys. But I'm just leaving the barbershop. Haircut was well overdue. But as I was talking to my barber, I remember a story about my little cousin, right? He was staying with me for some time. And, you know, because we get along pretty good. He actually does some of my video edits, by the way, too. So if you see some of my edits on YouTube, maybe a good majority of them was edited by my little cousin. Well, 18-year-old cousin, teenage cousin, right? So, long story short, he stayed in Atlanta with me, I think, this summer. Or it was last summer. I forgot when it was. Either this year or last year. But as he was trying to get his haircut, well, I should say this. He actually reached out to his dad. His dad lives in Atlanta, so he wanted to go spend some time with his dad. And to be quite frank, me and my cousin have a closer relationship than I guess him and his dad. Because we know we're cool. We get along. Every time I'm in Pittsburgh, he's like my human GPS. He always shows me where to go. Because that's where my properties are at, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And that's where he lives at. So this time he came down to kick it with me, actually. Not with his dad. But he ended up staying with his dad. Because, of course, you know, his dad's in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta. So he spent like a day with his dad. So being that their relationship is not that close, his dad was like, you know what? You want a haircut? He's like, yeah. And my cousin, you know, he got hair on the top. You know, these young kids got all this curls and stuff on top. He's like, yeah, yeah, but I don't want to cut off. I just want to, you know, to taper the size and just groom it up a little bit. You know, straighten it out. Don't cut too much off. So he's like, all right, cool. So they go to the barbershop, and he tells the barber exactly what he wants. Hey, just temp the face, temp the back a little bit, and just shape up the top, but keep the hair. Just make it a little bit nicer, well-groomed. And he's like, all right, cool, no problem. And then his father comes around the corner, whispers to the barber and says, nah, bro, I want you to cut it all off. And the barber's like, what? But he just, what? I said, cut it all off. So my cousin, he gets in a chair, and I guess he's not really paying attention. I don't know what it was. But the barber ended up cutting off all this dude's hair, right? And give him a low fade like me. And he was pissed, my cousin. You know, because he's like 17, 18 years old. And he was just hot. Like, dang, that's the reason why I don't really kick on my dad so much. Because he'd be doing stuff like this, you know, behind my back and so forth. And he was just hot. And of course, I kind of thought that was kind of messed up. I thought it was funny too, by the way. But I thought it was pretty messed up. Like, you know, where his dad's like, nah, bro, who cares about what you want, bro? It's about what I want. I want you to cut all that crap off on the top of your head. And again, I thought it was messed up. And then I thought about it for a second, like, you know what? It's really not that messed up because it's all about the golden rule, right? Whoever has the goal makes the rules. And if your dad is fitting the bill because you're unemployed, then by all means, he can make the rules of what kind of haircut you should get. So you might be thinking, yo, I'm a grown man. I'm 17. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior in high school. But if you don't got enough money to get your own haircut, then by all means, you have to listen. You have to subjugate yourself to his wishes, or you have to submit your own desires to his. So why am I bringing this up after getting the haircut? Same goes for you guys, right? If you're working at a 9-to-5 and someone else has the goal, they can make all the rules. They can tell you, you know, how your haircut should be cut or how your time should be spent, how the job should be done, and so forth. And it sucks because just like my cousin, he might have been frustrated and complaining about it, but there's little he can do because he doesn't have the goal, so he can't make the rules. Same goes for people who work that 9-to-5. If you don't have the goal, unfortunately, my friends, you cannot make the rules. There's not much you can do. So that's why I urge all you guys to focus on getting that goal. Get that money. Get that passive income. That make up whatever you feel like money so that you can make all the rules. So that you can run your life so that you can run your business the way that you want to run it. And you can have other people working for you. You can get the type of haircut that you want, that best suits your needs, that best suits your criteria, that best suits your desires. Follow? So I was just getting my fresh cut and I just thought about that, right? So shout out to my cousin Brandon, man. I love you, man. Sorry for using you for example, bro. You might see this video later while you're editing it, but you gotta get that money. He's getting that money now, though. Again, this was a while ago. He's getting that money now. He's working for me now doing some edits, but that's how it is, people. The golden rule, right? Whoever has the goal, make the rules. So if you're tired of not being able to make rules, then guess what? You need to get some gold, bro. I wish all you guys the best. Shout out to everybody who joined. I'm just on my way home. Just thought I'd do a quick Facebook Live. And let's get this money.